It does get back in. I have a couple of chapters on Shakespeare. And in that connection, I would call to your attention that there's something called the Reduced Shakespeare Company out there that does 31 plays in a little over 60 minutes. That's what I'm attempting to do today for the topic I'm covering on the rule of capture, correlative rights, and principles of conservation. It is as though we're trying to do Hamlet in 2 minutes. Something has to be left out. I have given you a paper that's also in your binder. That's about 60 or 70 pages long and goes into a little bit more depth and with case law than I can possibly cover in the oral presentation, but here we go. Let's start with some diagrams that I will repeat some of what you have already heard, and I will anticipate much of what you will hear later today and even more tomorrow. Rule of capture. This is a postcard from Spindletop from 1901 or so, and it shows you the excesses of drilling brought about by the rule of capture. Too many wells too close together. That was on the old model of vertical wells that you've heard a little bit about, and the regulations that have developed over 100 years were all based on that model and overcoming those excesses of the rule of capture. We have had a revolution in the past 15 or so years in drilling technology, and the new regulatory systems have had to come to grips with that, and the new model or the new paradigm in which we now see efficient drilling gives you a lot of wells close together that sort of parallels what happened before, but this is now conservation. This is the way to go about the most efficient drilling with the new model.